investors are clearly happy to keep with the trend of looking for bad news to help pressure the Fed into more investor-friendly monetary policy. This is playing out yet again after the latest batch of economic data out of the U.S., which produced a payrolls miss, softer wages, and a crumbling ISM employment read. At the same time, a record Apple earnings beat was also used to fuel to help drive the U.S. equity market higher on Friday. We're now looking at the first full rate cut from the Fed getting pushed up to September from November, and the market pricing another rate cut thereafter before the year is out. Current OIS pricing shows 46 basis points of hikes in 2024. As far as today goes, it's worth highlighting what should be lighter activity on account of holidays in Japan and the UK. As far as the calendar goes, key standouts come from German and Eurozone PMI reads, Eurozone producer prices, Canada wages, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.